This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Glorious and wondrous day. We had a great time. Want to thank everyone involved. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Thanks to Matt Anaya. He gets us up and twitching. And thanks to everyone for a lot of fun texts and emails and phone calls.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Friday, May 9th.
And thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Da Pope!
And thank you, Brandon Fryer. Mount Carmel High.
Squeezes it down the right wing boards. Bouchard recovers. All the way around to Perry. Skates to stick. Here's McDavid. Working past Eichel. McDavid. Oh, strong side. Draisaitl combined for the game winner. Edmonton wins it in overtime. And they have the 2-0 advantage in the best of seven.
Gotta love that.
Charles Barkley was right. Along with Mr.
Yes,
David.
Yes.
Hey, he's Mark Grody time!
Hey! What's up on Friday, people?
And I believe it's Friday. I believe it's a weekday. I believe it's a Layla Day!
Yeah!
Layla Rahimi here. Guys, I mean, I'm still over the moon with the Pope. I'm very happy.
You know, there's part of me that feels like, here's what I'm thinking today. On the
what
day,
you
on
today?
The day after,
what
right? Because we got our hands on this all day
all
yesterday.
Day.
So,
yeah,
so a couple of things, couple of thoughts here. This is the aftershock of the Pope. I feel like he has become, and stay with me here, he has become way too relatable. The Pope has. The Pope has always been this thing that has been out of reach.
The infallibility of
the Pope. The infallibility. He never speaks English. It's always so far away. And now he's...
Too human?
Yeah, he's too human.
It's why I wore my Chicago shirt today.
He speaks 8 languages.
Yes, he does.
And that doesn't even count South Side.
Southside language. That is correct. The other thing is, I was picturing the folks at the Vatican today. The other potential candidates, or everybody that is in that realm, saying, "See, this is what happens when we get an American Pope. Now they got him pictured with a Ditka mustache. This is why we've never had an American Pope, because you see what's going on in Chicago? Did you see the Sun-Times? The cover story is Da Bears. This is why we don't do American Popes."
The Dub Pope.
See, yeah. You're so looking good at it all wrong, Grody. You're looking at what is wrong with this story.
No,
there's everything right with this story.
I'm projecting what they're saying.
Yeah.
I love love it. But I'm just thinking about them. They're all just sort of shaking their heads. Do you see what they are
America's
doing?
America's biggest small town.
Like they checked in on Chicago, and then they're like, oh, no.
Like, honestly, does this happen? Because I've never really paid attention to the beginnings of popes. Like, does this happen in their respective cities around the world?
No,
like, do they do, like, in Italy? Do they give them pizza?
There's never been an American pope. So who knows what's going on in Latin America? Who knows?
But I have
they don't
feeling
have sports talk radio there. So they're not asking if he's, you know,
pretty awesome.
His sports allegiances.
I never thought I'd see it. Honestly.
I will say that Pope Francis would always ask people to pray for him. So, you know, that makes him relatable too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. But you've never seen anything more relatable than this guy.
The fact that we have memes of him and it's just everything is Pope content right now and people are freaking out. And
Mike Palm had him as a 66-1 shot. 60-61.
Oh,
compared it to the Patriots winning the Super Bowl, this version of the Patriots.
Wow. That's pretty amazing, man. You talking to, this version of the Patriots?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe the 86 Super Bowl version of the Patriots.
Kind of like the Patriots draft, whatever that counts.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, actually.
Total long shot.
No, it is awesome. I mean, the whole thing.
I just can't wait for all the letters from Chicago people to invite him to things.
Oh, right.
Like, that's going to happen, too. You know it.
It's extraordinary, though, that somebody, you know, that came from here, that grew up kind of where we all grew up and where I grew up anyway, and went to different high schools, taught at places. I mean, the idea, as you said, there's a photo of the guy at the 2005 World Series. There's a guy standing in the cell. He's standing there.
Yeah.
Wow. So I was in his presence. Then.
Yes.
Finally,
I have
a connection.
In his presence.
Okay. You know, incredible. I think
this is
kind of the idea, though, isn't
it?
And now we know.
This is the idea of the church,
it's
right?
Incredible.
Now we know why Scotty Pods hit that home run.
Oh, there it is. There it is. The Konerko Grand Slam.
I am curious what Father Sackowitz at the cathedral thinks of this, because he is also a big Sox fan.
What's his name?
Father Greg Sackowitz.
Sackowitz.
Can you imagine if they do ever get him to throw out the first pitch at a Sox game, if Ozzy is the catcher? And Ozzy is...
You know, that's the thing. Like, we had a guy call up.
Imagine Ozzy going blue
in front
of the Pope.
It's a Pope.
No, but he was telling a story about no one. And he said the kid's nephew, whatever it was named Roenick. And Father Bob at the time.
Father Bob.
Said to him, so you must be a Blackhawks fan. Like, he knows. I'm telling you. This guy's from the south side of Chicago. He knows Ozzy. He was at the World Series. He knows Dave Wanstead was the Bears coach. Like, think about the knowledge that guy would carry growing up here.
He knew that Dave Wanstead was still alive yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got to revisit that. That's for sure.
We will revisit that. Yes, Dave Wanstead is alive and well. Yeah. That's the headline.
That's our 12:45 segment. Yeah. We will continue to appreciate Wani being with us. 10 o'clock, we're going to do a little point counterpoint as to the strategy for Cade Horton this weekend. Mike Florio had some really good stuff last week that we didn't get to with Pro Football Talk, talking about which quarterback is poised to make a biggest jump in his second year. The Rafael Devers discussion is percolating, and I don't even know if it's percolating. I think we might be at a low boil already.
Is it time for the percolator, you think? Or no?
Yes, 100%. Chicago Pope, yes, the percolator has to happen. Dan Wiederer will join us because the Bears rookie minicamp starts today. Dan is at 11. Sam Paniadovich of BetMGM will get some updates on their lines for the papal coronation. That's at 11:25. Halftime, we're going to talk about our experiences at the Barrett Conference yesterday. 12 o'clock is 5 on it. 1 o'clock is Ryan Dempster talking about the Cubs and Mets series coming up.
Have a great show.
Right, thanks, guys.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.